In our gospel today, Jesus is telling us that, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. And I think it's a very assuring thing to hear as we move on with our lives, because often we are burdened, you know, by worries that we have, by challenges that we go through, by struggles that we go through. And today Christ is telling us that you don't have to be alone in those struggles, in those challenges. Come to me and I will give you rest. At the beginning of the Mass today, we were told that we have some missionary speakers. And at this time, I want to invite Dr. Gither and Tom to please come forward. They are coming from India, and they will share with us about their missionary endeavors in India.
Dear friends, good morning.
Good morning.
We do want to greet you with the folded hands in the Indian traditional way, Namaste. It means the God in us greet you.
My wife, Dr. Gita, and myself consider this as an honor and privilege to be with you and to share with you briefly about our mission work. We come from the southern part of India. India has a large population of more than 1 billion people, but Christianity is a minority religion. We are less than 3%. India has many large cities, large towns, but thousands and thousands of small villages. We come from one of such a rural areas, meaning most of our people live on the farms. Most of them are agricultural, unskilled day laborers, every day looking for work. Many a times, our people are walking a few miles into the neighboring towns to buy groceries or to see a doctor. Children are walking 2-3 miles to go to schools. In the summer, it's very, very hot, 110, 120 degrees. The water tables go down, the wells dry up. People are desperate even for drinking water. Foundation for Children in Need is a Catholic lay organization established in this country to support our mission work in the villages of India. Through our foundation, we have built several schools, orphanages, a home for the seniors, and a health center. In our home for the seniors, there are 30 elderly people that come from different villages and live with us. To these seniors, we provide food, clothing, and simple medical care totally free. You'll be surprised to know it costs about $50. $50 to take care of one elderly person for the entire month.
My missionary journey started when I was 17. That is when I had the honor and privilege of meeting Mother Teresa. Mother blessed me and held my hand and said, "My child, I want you to go love and serve the Lord by serving the poor and the needy." This profound experience transformed my life to be a missionary. Later on, working in rural areas, I saw a great need for medical personnel, became a physician. Since then, I am working in the interior villages. We provide primary medical care to people living on the farms. As we reach the place, we gather all of them, give health education on prevalent diseases like pneumonia, tuberculosis, typhoid, and cholera, do medical checkups, give the needed medication, and then get home. We do help children born with a cleft lip and cleft palate. It's a miracle to see each child going into the operating room couple hours later, totally transformed. It just takes $100 to help a child, giving them travel expenses and to provide nutritive diet following surgery. We are able to do this just because of kindness and generosity of many friends like you across the country.
Today, the missions keep going forward and growing in numbers because of your generosity and prayers. Any calamity around the world, people look up to you, and you have been most gracious and generous. Even in small villages like our own, our children know, our people know, that a lot of help comes from you. We think of you, we pray for you, and we are proud of you. This morning, on behalf of thousands of needy that we serve, we would like to thank all of you for your prayers and for your generous support. We'd like to thank Father Gideon, Father Matthew, for welcoming us, for inviting us to make this annual mission appeal. Our special thanks to the Archbishop and also the mission of this Archdiocese for inviting us to make this annual mission appeal. The Archdiocese of Milwaukee has been very kind and generous to our missions over the years, and we are most grateful to them. As it was mentioned in the beginning of the Mass and also in the last week's bulletin, there will be a second collection taken up immediately after communion. Your sacrifice, your donation, which goes into the second collection, will be sent to us so that we can share and show your love in a concrete way with our needy. So we appeal to you to be kind and generous in the second collection taken up after communion. If you'd like to make a check, please make it to the parish and put it in the second collection. But if you have forgotten to bring a donation to the missions today, at the end of the pews, you find a white mission envelope. Please kindly take one of these white mission envelopes with you home. Put your generous donation in this envelope. Bring it back to the parish office during the week, or just bring it back next weekend. As long as you use one of these envelopes, that all will be put together and sent to us. We also brought a simple brochure about our mission work. These brochures have wonderful photographs of our ministry. These brochures will be given out to you as you leave the church. Please take a brochure with you. Visit our website, share with your family and friends, and pray for us and help us when you can.
In our travels, every weekend, we are in a different place, in a different church. Many of our friends ask us how many children we have. Our answer is, we have 2,500 for now and more on the way. These are the children. Some are orphans, some are hearing impaired, some are physically and mentally challenged, and some are very poor. In order to break the cycle of illiteracy and child labor, we send them to schools through the sponsorship program. The sponsorship is $20 a month, $240 a year. When you sponsor, you will get a picture of the child and a brief family background, and this particular child will write to you for every Christmas, and you also can write to them. As you write back and forth, it's a wonderful experience for you and for your young ones. Your sacrifice of $20 every month, when it reaches to the missions in India, will provide food, clothing, and education. We are able to provide all these just because a dollar goes 10 times more in India. Dear friends, those of you who would like to sponsor a child are looking for such an opportunity, my husband Tom will be here at this exit and I will be at the main exit. Kindly take a moment to sign up, to give your name and the address. We will be mailing you the picture of a particular child that you like to sponsor in few days. You need not give your donation at this time for sponsorship. Once you receive our letter, you can send your kind donation. We invite you to sponsor a child in honor of your own children or in memory of your loved ones.
We know how much you love and care for your children. We do the same, but many a times we are helpless. Just imagine $20 providing food, clothing, and education for the entire month. It's true and it's a miracle in itself. We have many children waiting to be sponsored, and on their behalf we appeal to you. Please help a child if possible. Our Lord says, whatever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, that you do unto me. And today, you have a wonderful opportunity of sharing your many blessings with our needy in the villages of India. We need you, your prayers, and your generous support. That is how we form the mystical body of Christ, the global family, the universal family, the one holy Catholic Church. Thank you, my friends, and God bless you all.